Time now on the Benusa pregame show to visit with head coach Brent Bolte of the Beavers. Brent, a double reverse can be a risky play and how slow it can develop. Did you hear the play being called on the headset before it was run?
Hey, I'm oblivious to everything that's going on offense at that point. We were, you know, I was actually talking with the defensive guys about some adjustments, and then I heard the crowd go crazy. So I had talked with Bags, and he knows it. Anytime it's his show on the offense, and I trust the kid, man. I still think he's a kid because he was playing so many years ago, he was younger over there at Mary, but he knows what's going on the flow of the game, and realized that he had the opportunity. He was obviously scouting it out to see if it was going to work prior to that, and glad it worked.
Being so different and being down on the field so close to the action, sometimes it's hard to see everything that happens. That's why you guys were up in the box for so many years. How'd that first game on the sidelines go for you?
It was different, but after I kind of figured, I knew I'm on the polar opposite end of everybody. I'm watching across the field. I always just watch for personnel, and you know, I'm giving the call to Rob. Rob's kind of down in the fray doing the rotation, so I'm kind of still separated from the guys at that point, but yet it was a little bit different. But once I got used to it again, it was fine.
One looked at the stat sheet from last week, you might say your defense didn't play that great. Current era of football, how many plays and how many yards is acceptable?
I think you just go back to you got to just hold the points per game down. And yeah, I always refer to a video game. It seems like it's a video game now with 110 plays and everything else. But we know we're going to go fast on offense. We understand we're going to get some more plays on defense. But it wasn't acceptable how many passing yards we gave up. We gave up the 140 on the last two drives. And that really skewed really the outcome in terms of the total yards. But you have to play well in the red zone. You got to force them to field goals. And just, you know, when you're getting around that 24 points, that's a lot of the times when you're playing good offense at Temple, you got to be able to hold them under 24, and that's really was our mindset, at least mine going in. I felt pretty confident we'd win the game if we were able to do that.
Gunner was named the Northern Sun Defensive Player of the Week, had 17 tackles. Corners don't typically lead teams in tackles. Why does it work with this defense?
That's not how it was rolled up, and that's not the way we really want it to be. But first off, I don't know what the deal is. I don't know if he's giving money back to the media or whatever. He's like the media darling of the North. You get the Texas kid up here, and he just seems to get those things. But he played tremendous again. The stops, he's just so aggressive. He's just a step ahead. He's just got the feel for the game. So, and plus, they threw the ball 67 times, so he was tackling a lot of receivers. But he's always going to be in the fray. He's always just relentless to the ball. So I hope it's not 17 tackles in the future, but I'd be all right if he has 8 or 9 or 10.
DeVille Miller kind of came out of nowhere. He was buried in the depth chart, headed into the game, played a lot, had 7 tackles. What was his story last Thursday night?
Story was out of necessity. He has developed really from the spring to the fall. But Jordan Johnson was out the first game. Jake Leibel was hamstrung with a hamstring injury. So by process of elimination, a little bit, but DeVille was our number one going in. He had solidified that spot after Jordan Johnson. So when Jordan was out, he was able to step in. So we were really thin at outside linebacker. I was really nervous about that spot going in, but he played pretty well for a first game. And really when Jake Leibel was on the field in the first half, he played really well too, and then had a reoccurring injury with the hamstring. So was happy for both those two.
More with Coach Bolte when we return the Benusa pregame show here on the Beaver Radio Network. Welcome back to the Benusa pregame show on the Beaver Radio Network, part two with head coach Brent Bolte. Last week in the post game, I asked if you could win that game with a 55-man travel roster, and you said probably not. I was a little surprised looking at the numbers. You played 54 guys last week. Upper Iowa played 51. Southwest and Duluth was one of the craziest games of the conference last week. Southwest played 48 guys. Duluth only played 46. The 55-man travel roster, I'm sure, has more to do with budgets than it does with the game being played. But in this era of football, player safety, is 55 enough?
It's a tough question. It is set up right now. I'm sure it's a budgetary issue for why they set it through the NCAA. And I think it's probably the NCAA rule, I guess. I'm not sure if it's set up the league. I think as a game continues to evolve, yeah, it would be nice to have more guys. But I think with the overall resounding theme of Division II is, you know, we have to develop depth at times. And if you go higher, you're probably playing more true freshmen, which it's not a bad thing. I was looking at a lot of box scores, and listen, Iowa guy, I was looking at how many freshmen they played. But maybe it is something that needs to be addressed, because I know we talked about our 55-man travel roster this week, and I would expect every single person to play.
How many guys typically are only special teams guys that get into a game and count on that 55-man limit?
Well, for us this week, it's usually one or two guys typically. We're sitting here this week fighting over one position because everybody else is kind of in the offense or defensive flow or in a rotation. So right now we spent a lot of hours trying to figure out which one guy, so he could be a starter on a bunch of special teams or a backup guy here or there. So right now, without having a bunch of injuries early in the year, it's one. It can be more later on. So if we had a starter, let's say a linebacker that's out, we might travel an extra receiver purely as a special teams guy. So that's how it all balances out with us right now.
How nice is it to have a kicker and punter that is the same guy?
It is really nice, because you save that one position. And you know, he had a really good game last week too. You kind of take it for granted that he did everything right, minus had a little butterfingers on the one sky punt back there that he dropped, but got it off still. But it is nice, because it saves a travel roster spot. In years past, we have had a separate kicker and a separate punter, and then you feel bad because that guy, he's sitting on the sideline and not really doing anything productive besides charting or eating a sandwich on the road. So trying to figure that out, but it's nice to have that with one person with Ike.
On to the Mavericks. They're typically a team that doesn't run a ton of plays, might have the slowest tempo in the league right now, but yet they ran 75 a week ago. Are they evolving with the times too?
I think they did run some tempo. From what I saw on film, they sped it up a little bit. I don't know if that was anything that was different. We didn't play them last year, but they have been a ball control, play great defense, went on special teams as well. So, but they're veteran at quarterback. They got a lot of good players, and they, even their guys that they say they're not returning starters, have played a lot of college football. So it wouldn't surprise me if they speed up the tempo. I don't know how many teams really want to get in a tempo battle with our offense. I wouldn't. So I think the best thing for them, or some teams might be thinking, hey, slow it down, keep it out of Hines' hand in the offensive group.
They do have six seniors on the offensive depth chart. Start a handful of freshmen and sophomores, though, too. Typically speaking, their freshmen and sophomores are still pretty good, though, aren't they?
Yeah, they're just a good, deep football team, and there's a reason why they're winning football games. And you look at the recruiting classes, they've recruited great kids into the program. So experience goes a long ways as well, but they're still good. And they had their first, the first game, they could have easily scored probably 56 points, and they kind of just went back to grind it in and taking some ball control mentality in the second half when they got the lead. But they're good on both sides, all three aspects of the game.
How much does their depth play into the fact that they have had a couple of deep playoff runs and they're playing a lot of games?
Oh, without a doubt. I mean, you can't run the playoffs and get in the first, second, third round and win consistently with not having – I always talk about the travel roster. Yeah, we can only travel 55, but you need to have 65, 68 guys that you can choose from and have hard decisions that way. So they're probably having a lot of hard decisions on their travel roster and guys rotating back. But when you have a guy, possibly a starter, get hurt that doesn't travel, the kid that gets on the bus as, let's say, the ninth or eighth offensive lineman who's already played, that's a big difference. So they've been fortunate to have those extra games and play in the playoff, get the extra practices too. So, but at the same time, we're as old and veteran as we have been, so hopefully that won't be the case. I view it this week that we might be more veteran than what we're going up against, so I'm pretty excited about that.
Best of luck.
Thank you much.
Brent Bolte, head coach of the Beavers, starting lineups next here on the Beaver Radio Network.